So you would agree with Abelard in the 12th century who said that Jesus' death on the cross was not as ransom paid, as a penalty applied, but it was an act of at-one-ment, atonement, at one with the race.
That's the most sophisticated interpretation of why Christ had to be crucified. Abelard's idea was that this is connected with the Grail King and everything else, that the coming and of Christ to be crucified and illustrating thus the suffering of life removes man's mind from commitment to the things of this world in compassion. It's in compassion with Christ that we turn to Christ. And so the injured one becomes the Savior. It is the suffering that evokes the humanity of the human heart.
So you would agree with Abelard that mankind yearning for God and God yearning for mankind in compassion met at that cross.
Yes, and by contemplating the cross, you are contemplating the true mystery of life. And that love for this experience, no matter how horrific the experience, they love for it.
So there's joy and pain in love.
Yeah, there is. Love, you might say, is the burning point of life. And since all life is sorrowful, so is love. And the stronger the love, the more that pain, but love bears all things. Love itself is a pain, you might say, that is the pain of being truly alive.
As Joseph Campbell pursued his quest across Europe for the stories of love and chivalry, he paused often to visit the great cathedrals. They, too, reflected the glory of love, the love of Mary, Mother of God. Reverence for the power of the female is another grand theme in ancient mythology. In the primitive planting cultures, woman contributed importantly to the economic life of the community by participating in the growing and reaping of crops. And as the mother and nourisher of life, she was thought to assist the earth symbolically in its fertility. In fact, some believe there was even a golden age of the goddess until she was driven from the imagination by the emergence of patriarchal authority. Of late, however, scientists have resurrected the name of an ancient goddess, Gaia, to express the idea of earth as a living body on which we depend for life. In the last half of this conversation with Joseph Campbell, he takes us back to the time when the love of God meant the love for Mother Goddess, and he unites these themes in one image, the virgin birth, which to him represents the birth of spirit from matter, the birth of compassion in the heart.
The Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father, which art in heaven."
Yeah.
Could it have begun, "Our Mother"?
This is a metaphorical image. This is a symbolic image. And to make the point that it's not your father, your physical father, we have our Father who art in heaven. But heaven, again, is a symbolic idea. Where it would heaven be? It is no place. All of the references of religious and mythological images are to planes of consciousness, or fields of experience, potential in the human spirit. And these are to evoke attitudes and experiences that are appropriate to a meditation on the mystery of the source of your own being, I would say. So there have been systems of religion where the mother is the prime parent, the source, and she's really a more immediate parent than the father, because one is born from the mother, and then the first experience of any infant is the mother. So that the image of woman is the image of the world. You might say that mythology is simply a translation of the world into a mother image. We talk of Mother Earth and so forth.
But what happened along the way, Joe, to this reverence that in primitive societies was directed toward the goddess figure, the great goddess, the Mother Earth? What happened to that?
That comes in primarily with agriculture and the agricultural societies.
Fertility and all of that?
It has to do with the earth. The human woman does give birth as the earth gives birth to the plants. She gives nourishment as the plants do. So woman magic and earth magic are the same. They are related. And the personification then of this energy which gives birth to forms and nourishes forms is properly female.